Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
Hello, yes. Everyone. This is Trent Keith and Ethan McNeil with Keith Realty. Maybe yep. I should start saying that instead of trying to say your name too.
That it would be it would flow better.
Just flows that way. We're working on our flow, but we will get there.
Yeah. We've only been doing this for like a couple years.
Yeah.
Is that a
we'll get it figured out.
Yeah.
We are back today with more news stories, questions. Mm-hmm. Highlighted listings, and quotes, just
we
like always. We are ready.
And if you're watching us right now, you can comment with any questions that are on your mind right now, and we will answer them.
Whether right or wrong, we will come up with an answer.
Yes.
That's right. That's how we are.
That's right.
All right. Today is election day.
Yeah.
So you need to go vote. Look at this. Ethan is on it.
I voted. Trent has not voted yet.
I have not. I have not voted yet today, but we need to get out and do that.
Yes.
No excuses. Got to get it done. Were they open till 6 or something like that today?
Yeah, I think so. Isn't that? Yeah. I don't know. Don't quote us on that.
No, but they're open a while.
They're open right now, so go. Don't wait until the last second. Go right now.
Take your lunch and go after you watch
after
us.
After you watch us. Don't turn us off. You'll hurt our feelings. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that other news story.
Yep.
Man.
So, we've got 40 years. 40th anniversary of Rocky.
Of Rocky.
The movie.
That is like one of the best all time. Rocky.
Yeah. Maybe. Anyways, they're,
I liked Rocky.
They're releasing a 40th anniversary edition of the movie. You can live stream it. And it's going to be narrated by Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Stallone.
All right. There you go.
So.
A Sylvester guy.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So that's our news stories. You didn't have any news stories?
I didn't have any others today. Hmm. I kind of got in the middle of some projects, and I didn't get any more news stories listed out today. So let's move on to our questions for the day.
Sounds good.
You going to do the first one, or am
I? I can.
Okay.
How long should I plan it taking when I'm searching for a new house? How long should I plan on it taking when I am searching for a new house, I think is the question.
There you go.
That's a really good question. and we'll move on to the next one. it really depends on how picky you are and what the market availability is. How many houses are out there that match what you're looking for. Right now, not so hot. It is a seller's market. And whenever it's a seller's market, that means that there's more buyers than there are sellers. And yes, I said that right. So it just depends. We've seen some that will, find their house in a month. Others, I think the longest I've heard is it's been about, 2 years? I think I've heard of some waiting 2 years. Now, obviously, they're not in too big of a rush because, if you're homeless, then you sometimes have to settle for something that's not. But, it just depends. Depends on the market, depends on where you're located, and depends on how picky you are. So.
And how much money you got.
And how much money you got. It choked me up.
All right, the next question. Can I get more out of my house when I sell it if I landscape the yard? If you have a bunch of things sitting around in your yard that your grandfather left there, it'd be good to clean it up and landscape it. If you just have a nicely mowed yard and it's not landscaped, but it's very well kept, then not necessarily. The biggest thing is what people see when they first pull up. So obviously, the nicer it is, the better it's going to help you. But people aren't as concerned about the outside as they are the inside if it's very presentable when they pull up. So I wouldn't spend a bunch of money on landscaping, but I would keep everything nice and tidy on the outside. If you can plant some flowers and things just to spice it up, make it look better, that would help. But you do not have to do a bunch of landscaping in order to get top dollar. Unless you're in a neighborhood and all of your neighbors have nice landscaping and you're the only one that does not have any, that could be a problem. So it kind of depends on the situation. Anytime you can make it look better, do that. But if it's looking at costing a lot of money, then definitely talk to us before you spend the money. It may be money you could keep and use at your next location. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
I was going to say, keeping your yard mode goes a long way with if you don't have the money to landscape. But one yard ornament that really does help get you a lot of money out of your house is putting a Keith Realty for sale sign in the yard. That's something that we found a lot of our clients really do. They get the most out of their house that way. So that is a yard ornament.
I think we may be getting requests for Ethan and I's picture on there also. Maybe people think that will help. I don't know. We'll see.
I'll let your face be on there. I got my license renewed just the other day. And I thought I did real good. She said, you can smile a little bit. And I'm like, yay, finally, I'm going to be replacing that picture I had forever that I didn't like. And then she took the picture. I was like, good. I think I feel good about that. Printed it off. And oh, my gosh, it looks like I have like a triple chin. It's like, oh, man. Yeah. So that's why I don't want my face all over the yard signs.
Your mugshot photo and your license.
It's like Ethan in 30 years when he's eaten too much. anyway, that's a side note. Next question. How much money should I have saved up to buy my first house? A lot of money. And the more you can get, the better. Honestly, I don't know if there's a rule of thumb here. Normally, you need at least, what's the lowest? If you can get a 0% down, but you still have to have some money for appraisals, closing costs, and inspections. So you're going to want a couple thousand, I would say, in your bank account at least. That's kind of the minimum. And then it kind of goes up from there. And the more you put down, normally, the better interest rate you can get and the type of loan. So, again, that's something you could talk to a mortgage lender about. Kind of talk to them about what your prospects are and ask them, hey, if I had $10,000, what kind of loan could I get? If I had $5,000, what kind of loan could I get? So that's kind of... I'd say don't go into a transaction with a few hundred dollars hoping it's going to cover it. That's just cutting it really close. I would recommend at least having, a thousand or two in your bank account.
Yeah.
And that's for bare minimum.
One question we get a lot with that is, can we go ahead and buy the home without getting a home inspection? Because people may not have the money for the inspection. And it can be done. The catch is, if you save $300 or $400 or $500 now, it may cost you a lot more than that down the road if you find things you didn't know about once you bought the house.
Yeah.
So we try to tell people, have a little bit of money saved up and try to do inspections so you can make sure there's nothing hidden that you don't know about. Just so you're safe. It's a big investment, and you definitely don't want to get into it and find out there's major issues you didn't see when you walk through.
Yes.
So, okay, how much extra room should I have in my budget for home repairs? Good question. Normally, when you buy a home, it's not like renting, obviously. When you rent, your landlord usually takes care of things that need fixed. And so it's not an out-of-pocket expense. When you buy a home and you get it inspected, the inspector will give you a list of items and he'll say, you know, these are the major issues. These are things that you might consider, and here's things that are going to be down the road. And what you kind of have to do is look through that list with your realtor and figure out on the home that you want, what are the items that will be coming up that have not been addressed before you bought the home, and kind of give a ballpark figure that way. You always have things like water heaters, faucets, things like that that will be issues eventually. You don't know how long. So to put an exact number on it is a little bit difficult. But like Ethan said, going into a home and not having anything down is really hard to get through the process. Buying a home and not having any money to fix anything can be a little bit of a challenge also. Mm-hmm. So I would say that's something to discuss with whoever helps you with your finances and your realtor, so you can kind of get a game plan and a little bit of a layout of what kind of finances you're looking at in the near future.
Yeah.
So
I'd tag on to that. A lot of times whenever you're looking at, you know, how much of a house can I afford? People will max themselves out on just their house payment. And like Trent said, if you're not renting, if you own the house, it's completely different. You're in charge of all of the repairs that need to happen on that house. So make sure that you don't max yourself out on the house payment alone. Make sure you do have a little bit of extra in there for repairs.
Yep, definitely.
Because a house always gives you something to work on.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times people have heard their whole lives that you have to buy a place. It's not smart to rent, that kind of thing. Depending on the situation, you can be in a good rental situation, and actually it might be wise for where you're at. So don't just think that if you do not own your own property that you have to go out and buy one. Mm-hmm. Get some advice from people that you're connected with that you trust in what would be best for you personally. Yes. So we would love to sell you a property, but we're not into selling you property that is not in your best interest.
Mm-hmm. So that's right.
Yeah. Any other questions that we've had?
I don't think so.
All right. That's the questions for today. So we're moving on to our highlight listings of the day.
I think I'll let you talk about.
Which one am I going to talk about? Okay.
Right?
Yep. So this first one we're talking about, I got to try to flip the camera so you're not looking in my face. This is on Graybrook Lake, and it is a cute little home. It's actually a nice area where you can sit out on the screened-in porch. You can overlook the lake where your dock's at and everything. It's a two-bedroom, one bath on just a little bit under an acre, and it's listed $119,000. This is one you have to see to appreciate. They have a detached garage. It's a real nice garage, concrete floor and everything. And they have, like I say, their own little dock area on the lake. And it's just a real peaceful place. This is a very nice home. And if you are interested in being on a lake, that is a 35-acre stocked lake at Graybrook. And it's just one of those cabins or small homes that people look for, you know, to get away from the busyness of life. And definitely give us a call. It's listed at 119, and we will be glad to show it to you and hopefully get you a nice place on a lake.
Yeah.
What's our next one?
All right, the next one is in Steinsville. And both of these properties are just going on today. The one I think went on today, and then Teresa's still working on getting this other one on the MLS. So these are brand new, hot off the press listings. This one is in Steinsville. It's 8212 North Market Street. As you can see, it's in pretty good condition there on the outside. Looks like it's got limestone and vinyl wood. Mm-hmm. Yep. There you go. And it's got two bedrooms, one bath. On the main level, it's got just over 1,700 square feet. Plus, it has a basement, and all listed for $99,000. So good deal if you are looking for something in Steinsville.
Yep. Yeah, like Ethan said, those are two places that's going on today. If you're interested, give us a call. They're both priced at an excellent price for a starter home or a second home, that kind of thing. 119 on the first one, 99 on the second one. And you can go to our website at Keith Realty and Auction Group and check those out, even more detail.
KeithRealty.net.
KeithRealty.net. There you go.
There you go.
But if you punch in Keith Realty and Auction Group, it pulls up a list and it says Spencer, Indiana. That's what I do, but you know.
Okay.
KeithRealty.net.
All right. You can do our contest. We are working on something big. It is going to be a big contest and giveaway here. I think we're going to start maybe mid-June on that contest. It's we're still working out the details. It's so big.
That's right.
So stay tuned because you aren't going to want to miss this big giveaway and contest.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
So that's why we didn't have a contest or drawing this week, because we're still working out the details. All right. You want to do your ending quote?
Okay. My quote of the day: live in such a way that if someone should speak badly of you, no one else would believe it. Zig Ziglar. Mm. I thought that was pretty good.
That is good.
Yeah.
You've been reading a Zig Ziglar book?
I know. I just keep looking at his quotes because I like Zig Ziglar.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
I think I've asked this before, but was that really his name? Or did he change
it? You asked this before, and I didn't know then either. So
okay.
I still don't.
Should look that up. All right. Mine is a Danish proverb, and I picked it because I really like Danish food. Actually, I just like the Danish little donuts.
There you go.
They're not donuts.
Danish.
Pastries. There you go. But
this
one is good. It says, blame is a lazy man's wages.
There you go.
So.
That's right. And Danishes are really good.
Yeah, those Danishes are good. That's a rich man's wages.
There you go. Danishes. That's right.
All righty. That's our live today.
All right. Well, I think that's it for this week. Once again, thanks everyone for tuning in. If you have more questions for us, definitely post them. Ethan and I love to answer questions. And we only had four today. So, you know, we're going to have to get with, you know, people posting their questions on there.
Yeah, so comment right
now. That's right.
Do it.
There you go. And stay tuned for our big drawing.
Yeah, that's going to be a big comment.
All right. Have a good week, everyone.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.